Light out your east window as the earth dips and turns slow. How heavy things do move.
The name Sister Species came from my time as a biology student. The concept of sister species is about the two species that are the most closely related while still being considered distinct species. I thought that was an interesting idea. And a lot of my songwriting is inspired by the natural world. So using the natural world as a metaphor for my own cycles of growth and decay and change.
Why are you so concerned with the natural world, and why connect it with music?
Yeah, to me, it's a constant source of inspiration. So I'm a gardener and have a background in biology. For me, it's helped me to get some separation when I'm feeling an intense emotion. So instead of just saying, like, I am sad or something, I might talk about, like, a river that's run through me. I also think that by taking a personal experience that I'm having and attaching it to a metaphor, that gives space for other people to also more easily connect to the experience.
What does the song title, That Dries Out, That Is Dust, mean?
Yeah, so that line comes from, it came after I had fallen in love again after not being in love for a while, which was fine. And I was reflecting on what it meant to have new love and just the strangeness of, like, having once held love inside of me and let it go and then to be feeling it again. And I was thinking about canyons and how a canyon is this, like, giant piece of land that was carved out by water and by this heavy thing flowing through it. So in that song, I'm thinking about all the different kinds of heavy things that move. So maybe in my own body, I have these heavy emotions that have moved through me. And then I'm looking at, like, planets spinning and, you know, everything becoming dust.
From heavy things once moving, a river rushed through me. Now try.
We're speaking with Emily Castrol of Sister Species. How do you write for a group that you call Chamber Pop? It's seven pieces.
Yeah, slowly. So how it starts is I'll come to the group with kind of the bone structure of a song. So I've usually have the lyrical structure and the chord structure and the general vibe that I want the song to be in. And then we start to slowly piece it together. So kind of through a mix of improvisation and arrangement. I like to think of each person in the band as the expert of their own instrument. So, like, we have three trumpet players, and I'm not going to write the trumpet parts, but I am going to say, oh, I really loved when you all were swelling together, or, oh, what about something faster there? But it's a very collaborative and supportive process. I think we've been playing together for many years now, so we're pretty comfortable giving each other feedback.
In many Sister Species songs, you hear a combination of improvisation and scripted portions, like in Mississippi.
Yes, in the beginning of Mississippi, you can really hear a candid conversation between myself playing accordion in a droning fashion and then singing along with the bass. Later on in the song, as all of the instruments awaken and come in, the orchestration gets a lot more epic and also defined.
The building arrangement of Mississippi deserves before and after shots. First, the restrained opening with Emily singing over droning accompaniment.
I was swallowed by the mouth of the river. Oh, I let my worries wash ashore.
Okay, we'll fast forward a couple of minutes, and the arrangement really swells. Speaking with Emily Castrol of Sister Species, why does the band love arranging?
With seven people in a band, we're really able to create more interesting textures of spaces. So by choosing when to play and choosing when not to play, I think we're able to access a lot of deep emotions.
Would you say that what you're doing is a combination of pop with really an orchestrated sound?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we call ourselves chamber pop. I think of us as being pop in the sense that our songs are about like common relatable emotions and usually have some kind of hook to them. But then you could call them chamber pop or orchestral pop because we have, you know, we have three trumpets and double bass and accordion and these instruments that you wouldn't expect to see in your average pop band. So sometimes I say that, like, instead of having a synthesizer, we chose to have three trumpets. And I've seen you in the soft reflected light. Your nakedness against the blue. Your shell cast
In Orbit by Sister Species. For information about Sister Species, the web address is sisterspecies.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.